Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. All right, well, this program, we're going to start out with some things happening in some of the smaller communities around Raleigh. We're going to start with the Clayton Center. The box office there is 919-553-1737. All shows start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Okay, we're going to start off Friday, October 28th, Decades Rewind, your music, your memories, your life. Experience the greatest music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with Decades Rewind, a rockin' extravaganza featuring a live 15-piece band performing medleys of your favorite hits spanning 30 years. Tickets are $25 to $45 plus fees. Group and veterans discounts are available. And all of these events, of course, at the Clayton Center. Saturday, November 19th, six guitars. Chase Padgett delivers a virtuosic performance in six guitars. Chase, portraying six different guitar players, each with their own voice, views, and musical style. The characters, who range in age from a 19-year-old rock prodigy to an 87-year-old blues man, playing songs from their genre and telling the stories of their musical journeys. The tickets are $20. And then on Saturday, December 10th at the Clayton Center, We've Only Just Begun, The Carpenters Remembered. The show is the definitive celebration of the Carpenters' songbook and an intimate behind-the-scenes portrait of one of the most successful recording acts of all time. Led by Michelle Berting Brett and accompanied by a live seven-piece Nashville band, the show recreates the Carpenters' original sound. Enjoy a memorable musical account of the pop music phenomenon that defined an era. Tickets are $30. Moving on to the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Phone number there, 919-567-4000. All concerts start at 7:30 unless noted. Friday, November 11th, the Clean Comedy Series presents Leslie Norris Townsend and Michelle Miller. Backed by over 20 years of experience, Leslie Norris Townsend is easily one of the funniest, most entertaining comedians working today. And Michelle Miller's talent has taken her around the world. But her southern roots still remain strong. Her quick wit and southern charm are infectious. Saturday, November 12th, almost Elton John and the Rocket Band, when rock was young. Throughout Craig Meyer's busy career, he was repeatedly approached about his striking resemblance to Elton John and his uncanny ability to sound like the rock and roll legend. Meyer was eventually persuaded to expand his repertoire and began impersonating Sir Elton John. Today, he is considered to be the best Elton John tribute artist. Thursday, December 8th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, it is the Holly Springs Community Band. Saturday, December 10th, the James Brown Band with Tony Wilson and the Grandfather of Soul Band. Tony was actually crowned the best Michael Jackson entertainer and asked to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Soon after the show aired, major entertainers like James Brown himself called on Tony for movie roles, to be a stand-in, or to even back them with his band. Brown personally named Tony, the young James Brown, the only person to ever receive such an endorsement by the Godfather of Soul himself. The Godfather of Soul band is comprised of musicians who backed James Brown's musical career from 1984 to 2006. Friday, December 16th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. The orchestra was founded in the fall of 2006, and its membership consists of community musicians who are serious about their commitment to making authentic big band jazz in the tradition of Basie, Kenton, Miller, and more. And also at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, the Carolina Puppet Theater, an enchanting puppet experience creatively entertaining audiences with high-energy antics. The puppet shows start at 11 a.m. November 1st and 15th, it's Be Thankful, and December 6th and 20th, it's Christmas and Winter. Switching gears to events in Garner. Monday, October 31st, it's Trick or Treat the Trails. Looking for a fun and safe place for the family to trick or treat this Halloween? Come to White Deer Park for Garner's award-winning special event, Trick or Treat the Trails. The October 31st festivities begin at 3 and last until 6. Trick or treat your way around the park and collect treats from community organizations and local businesses. This annual event is free. Pets are not permitted. Saturday, November 5th, in Garner, On the Mend Holiday Sale. On the Mend is a holiday fundraising sale. The group uses all proceeds to purchase material and supplies needed to make handcrafted items donated to area hospitals, nursing homes, and nonprofit agencies. This is at the Garner Senior Center, 9 to 5 on Saturday, November 5th. Saturday, November 12th, Rebecca Luker Broadway Voices Tour. Rebecca received 3 Tony Award nominations for her work in The Music Man, Showboat, and Mary Poppins. She also appeared in the Broadway productions of Fun Home, Cinderella, The Phantom of the Opera, The Sound of Music, 9, and The Secret Garden. Luker performed to sold-out audiences at her critically acclaimed American Songbook Series solo concerts at the new Jazz at Lincoln Center. This event is at the Garner Performing Arts Center at 7:30. And then on Saturday, November 19th, Country Grass with Lorraine Jordan and Eddie Raven. What do you get when you pair one of the hottest bluegrass acts in the country with some of country music's top legends? You get the bluegrass genre's latest trend that is sweeping the nation, country grass. Carolina Road Band, featuring Our Lady of Tradition, Lorraine Jordan, collaborated with some of the greatest country legends for Country Grass, and the result is magic. This is at the Garner Performing Arts Center, 7:30 on November 19th. In Cary, the Marvelous Music Family Series. 4 family-friendly performances at the Cary Arts Center. This all can be enjoyed by young and old alike at an affordable price. Saturday, December 17th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. For Cary Ballet Company's one-hour holiday production, The Nutcracker Suite, you will be treated to a condensed and delightful version of the beloved holiday classic that features the Sugar Plum Fairy and an exclusive mini-ballet demonstration by Cary Ballet's artistic director. The performance starts at 10 a.m. Saturday, January 29th, Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Magic in Motion. Triangle Wind Ensemble invites families to a moving experience with music that makes you want to sway to its lilt, clap your hands with joy, march to the beat, or do your own thing. Feel the sound. This outstanding band will have you dancing in the aisles. Concert starts at 3 p.m. on Saturday, January 28th. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Series marks the 6th anniversary of presenting this beloved series, the 2016-17 series, that is, at the restored historic Cary Arts Center. All shows start at 7:30. Saturday, November 19th, Billy McGuigan, Rave On, the Buddy Holly Experience, Friday, January 27th, Robin Spielberg. Friday, February 17th, Ken Levine. Singer Ken has charmed his way into the hearts of concertgoers across North America with his exciting blend of classical tenor sound and modern style. Lost my place. How do you do that? Okay, Knightdale events. Fall food trucks are on Thursdays through November 17th. Food trucks are featured at the Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater for lunch and dinner. Saturday, November 12th, the holiday fair. It's an opportunity to purchase holiday items for gifts. The event will be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Knightdale Recreation Center, and it's free to the public. That's Saturday, November 12th. And then Thursday, November 24th, Turkey Leg 5K. The Turkey Leg 5K begins and ends at Knightdale Station Park and will happen, rain, shine, or ridiculously cold temperatures, at 8:30 on Thanksgiving morning. All right, the beautiful Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival, which transformed Booth Amphitheater in Cary into a holiday wonderland, returns this season. The seven-week event will run November 25th to January 15th. Tickets are $10 for 3 to 17-year-olds, and $15 for adults. Kids 2 and under are free. All right, we're going to move to Durham for the lineup at the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Wednesday, October 26th, it's Bianca Del Rio, the alter ego of seasoned comic Roy Halock and season 6 winner of the RuPaul's Drag Race. He's a self-professed clown in a gown. Tickets start at $37.50. Thursday, October 27th, Criminal, a podcast. Tickets are $22. Saturday, October 29th, Tower of Power. Tickets start at $49.50. Tuesday, November 1st, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. This is an arts discovery educational series event. Grades K through 5 with performances at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Tuesday, November 1st as well, Brian Culbertson, The Funk Tour. Culbertson is an award-winning multi-instrumentalist, writer, and producer who crosses genres between contemporary jazz, R&B, and funk. Tickets start at $35.50. Friday, November 4th, 1964, The Tribute. Since the early 80s, 1964, The Tribute has been thrilling audiences all over the globe with what Rolling Stone magazine has called the best Beatles tribute on earth. Tickets start at $29. Sunday, November 6th, NCCU, North Carolina Central University Jazz Studies, presents Keeping the Vision Alive, second annual benefit concert featuring Ellis Marsalis and Marcus Anderson. North Carolina Central University was the first university in the state to offer the Bachelor of Music degree in Jazz Studies. The program has now evolved to add a comprehensive vocal jazz component and the Master of Music in Jazz Composition and Jazz Performance. This concert will support the continuing activities of a historical and cultural landmark of North Carolina. The concert on November 6th starts at 6, and the tickets start at $50. Wednesday, November 9th, Dimitri Martin, comedian. Thursday, November 10th, Eric Johnson. Tickets start at $29.50. Sunday, November 20th, from quartet to string orchestra. Tickets start at $30, and the performance starts at 3. Monday, November 21st, Steve Vai, Passion and Warfare 25th Anniversary Tour. Steve is a virtuoso guitarist, visionary composer and consummate producer who sculpts musical sound with infinite creativity and technical mastery. Tickets start at $37.50. Tuesday, November 29th, A Christmas Carol, presented by the Arts Discovery Series, performances at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Thursday, December 5th, another Arts Discovery Series presentation, Pete the Cat. When Pete the Cat gets caught rocking out after bedtime, the cat catcher sends him to live with the Biddle family to learn his manners. And boy, are they square. But for the groovy blue cat, life is an adventure no matter where you wind up. So the minute Pete walks in the door, he gets the whole family rocking. The whole family, that is, except young Jimmy Biddle, the most organized second grader on the planet. Shows there at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Another Arts Discovery Series event on Tuesday, December 6th. Holiday songs, music around the world. Travel the globe and explore some of the world's many winter holidays in this musical review. Songs and stories come together for a truly magical wintertime show. We will travel from Africa to Mexico and everywhere in between. You will hear a range of songs from I Have a Little Dreidel and Auld Lang Syne to Away in a Manger, Santa Lucia, and so much more. Performances at 9:50 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Saturday, December 10th at Carolina Theater, The Nutcracker, presented by Triangle Youth Ballet, 11 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday, December 14th and 15th, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, the biggest Christmas experience of the year, the original direct from Russia, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Knockout and hot ticket, raves the New York Times. Show starts at 7. Sunday, January 15th, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle presents A Chest of Hidden Treasures. That's a 3 o'clock performance. Okay, North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-839-6262. Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th, Paderewski Piano Festival. Sunday, December 4th, Triangle Jewish Chorale in concert. Sunday, December 11th, holiday concert featuring the Raleigh Flute Choir, a festive concert of seasonal favorites. And the Sights and Sounds series on Sunday, the Sights and Sounds on Sundays series. Performances all start at 3 o'clock. Here's the rundown. November 20th, the Chanterelle Trio. January 22nd, Amphion Percussion. March 5th, Cello Forum. April 23rd, Raleigh Camerata. And May 14th, Blue Mountain Ensemble. Pinecone has its Down Home Concert Series lineup. Friday, January 6th, it is Sierra Hall. Thursday, February 9th, the Kruger Brothers with Contras Quartet. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Sierra Hall on Friday, January 6th, is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 24th, Dom Flemons with Kaia Cater and Jaron Blind Boy Paxton. Fletcher Opera Theater. These three exceptional artists share the stage for one night only. They'll spotlight the African roots of the banjo and the impact that the instrument continues to have in old-time blues, bluegrass, and other music traditions. By the way, Flemons is a founding member of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops. Friday, March 31st, Billy Strings, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, April 7th, Mountain Faith, also Fletcher Opera Theater. Also at Fletcher Opera Theater, Friday, April 21st, Sarah Giraz, This young lady is a gifted multi-instrumentalist and an insightful songwriter. All right, let's take a look at a few of the festivals and events coming up around the state of North Carolina. This is by no means a complete list. October 27th through the 29th, Fayetteville Dogwood Fall Festival. October 29th, Lillington Halloween Festival. November 4th, First Friday, Shop, Dine, and Stroll in Salisbury. November 5th, North Carolina Cotton Festival in Dunn. Also on that date, the Statesville Pumpkin Fest and the Working Fingers Craft Show in Mooresville. November 5 and 6th, the Wilson Whirligig Festival. November 12th, Christmas in November in Valdez. Mistletoe Magic Holiday Gift Show in Moorhead City. And the Rock Climbing Festival in Hiddenite. November 19th, Stedman Christmas in the Park. November 24th, two events, Novant Health Thanksgiving Day Parade in Charlotte, and the Town of Four City Christmas. November 25th, the Christmas Flotilla in Swansboro. November 25th through the 27th, Country Christmas Train in Denton. December 2nd, First Fridays, Mingle Jingle, a Holiday Open House in Salisbury. December 2nd and 3rd, Festival of Lights and Parade in Greensboro. December 2nd through the 4th, 9th through the 11th, and 15th through the 22nd, the Country Christmas Train in Denton. And December 2nd through the 4th, Winterfest Arts and Crafts Show in Jacksonville, as well as the Town of Forest City Christmas. And those are a few of the festivals and such events going on around North Carolina. Okay, let's move on to the audio describe performances list. Saturday, October 29th, it's Fun Home, Durham Performing Arts Center at 8 p.m. Every once in a while, a Broadway musical comes along that surprises, moves, and excites audiences in ways only a truly landmark musical can. Fun Home was the event of the Broadway season, receiving raves from critics and audiences alike, winning 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical in 2015. Sunday, November 6th, A Charlie Brown Christmas and Jingle Bell Jukebox. This is Raleigh Little Theater at 5 p.m. Two holiday musicals presented together. A Charlie Brown Christmas is the classic animated television special that comes to life in this faithful stage adaptation. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the rest of the Peanuts gang grapple with the real meaning of Christmas. Accompanied by a delightful medley of seasonal songs, this show will have the whole family singing along and put you in the holiday spirit. Now, the Jingle Bell Jukebox takes place in the 50s. Wanting to get into the Christmas spirit, the Peanuts gang meets at the soda shop to play some lively holiday tunes on the jukebox. Their singing and dancing enthusiasm is contagious. Some of the selections are familiar, some are new, but all of them will get your feet tapping. Also on the list of audio-described performances, Sunday, November 13th, Suddenly Last Summer, Meredith Ensemble Theater at 3 p.m. Saturday, November 19th, Spamalot, North Carolina Theater, Memorial Auditorium at 2. Tuesday, November 29th, The May Queen, Playmakers Repertory Theater, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. And coming up in December, Sunday, December 4th, Written on the Heart, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium at 2, and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3. And it's time to take a look at some of the other things going on around the region. At the PNC Arena, Thursday, October 27th, it's Alan Jackson, with special guest Lauren Elena. Alan Jackson's Keepin' It Country Tour finds the country icon performing hits that have gained him legions of longtime fans. All tickets priced at $55.50. Concert starts at 7:30. Friday, November 4th, Raleigh Music Festival, featuring Keith Sweat, Mint Condition, KC, and JoJo, and Avant. Tickets are priced at $49, $57, $75, and $125. Thursday, December 8th through Sunday, December 11th, Disney on Ice presents Follow Your Heart. Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and more. Saturday, January 7th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Fans of all ages can enjoy edge-of-your-seat action 8 seconds at a time at Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Tickets range from $18 to $75 plus fees. Friday, January 27th, the comedy Get Down. Numerous motion picture appearances, countless television shows, sitcoms and stand-up specials, a talk show, 3 radio shows, and 3 books. Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy have been breaking ground in the comedy business and bringing the laughs for decades. Tickets for the comedy Get Down range from $46.75 to $86.75 plus fees. Charlie Goodnight's coming up October 27th through the 30th. It is Aries Spears. November 3rd, Well Read Comedy Tour. November 4th and 5th, Tom Segura. November 10th through the 12th, I said Charlie Goodnight's, and I apologize for that. It's just Goodnight's Comedy Club. Again, November 10th through the 12th, it is Michael Blackson. November 17th through the 19th, it is Gilbert Gottfried. And November 25th through the 25th through the 27th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, it is Ralphie May. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.